So you have to burn it. Avulachilo hu dulemaratza. Benachnami, the Rabbi Rabbi Kid would agree, even though you make a zrika here, it would not take off the psu yaitzai. But Ma'i said the basar still has a psu and you cannot eat the basar. It's not maratza to make it eat it. It's only called the zrika that there's no isamila. But Ma'i said, what do you have to do with it? You have to burn it. That's what I was talking about over here. That if you have this basar that has a psu yaitzai, now if you make a zrika by kachim kalim, it takes off the isamila from the basar. But that's all. There's no isamila. But the ma'aseh tibet, you still not allowed to eat it because it still has the yisayetzi on it. Therefore, lachila is called lemeratza. You have the lechol kach kadoshim.
All right, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll start over on the other side. We'll do the next block on the other side.
You're up to daf chesam aleph. Yeah, the Mishnah says chatis soif is moilim bo mishuk tishu. A chatis soif, we know by birds, there are two types of birds you can bring for korban, either a chatis or an oilo. Now if you bring a chatis soif, the locker is moilim bo mishuk tisho. As soon as you maktish the bird, when you buy the bird and you maktish it, so at that time it's called nesemila. Since it has a dinik dushas aguf on it, it's aiming to be brought for korban, therefore you have, if you have had no form, it will be over the nesemila. Nimlako, later when the kohen goes and starts doing the avoid and makes the malika on the chatis soif, is hukshura at that time, then the bosta becomes kosher, li posta b'tfuyayim. Then, let's say a person that was tamei and went to the mikveh that day, because it's not Herod Shemesh, didn't become the evening yet, so that's called the tfuyayim. So, lochruz, if a tfuyayim touches kachim, it becomes posta. That's what our mission holds. So, when does this bosta, when does the yayif become roe to be makabe tumor from a tfuyayim? That's only after Malika. So Nimuka wants to kind of make some Malika on this oif, then it's hukshah, then it's fit to become posa from a tfuyayim. Not so much after Heksha Shabai, but then it gets a shame bosa like that it could be Makaba Tumma. Or the Mechusi Kippurim, who within the Mechusi Kippurim is a person that was Tomei, like the Mitzera, that did not bring this korban yet. So it's called the Mechusi Kippurim also. If he touches Kachim, he'll be Matamarit. So, Uvalino, who again, if you leave over the dam, so it would be abstinina. Like once you make them leak, it's hukshra, but now you have to use the dam that day. You leave it over to after shki, you'll become puzzle. Who's the dhamma? Let's say they make that zeh, the dam that spits the dam of the chata seif. Then the loch reads, that's like the gemar zurik, and then chayev molu mishum tigul. If you had a machshavas tigul while you were doing the avedis, now the shasta azor, the dhamma, that's what's chal in the bosom. Adin Tigul, who Adin now Naisif is left overnight, the Bosar, he hasn't yet the Tigul, a Naisif Hal on it, and who Adin Vitamei, meaning the Tata said that the Bosar is Tamei, now for, or else who Adin if a Kayin that has a Tumas Aguf on him, if he's Tamei, if he eats from Kachin, he's Chayab Chor, he's Chayab Nisav De Shemayim. So at what point is the Bosar fit to have this Nisav Tumma? That's only after this Rika was done. But Vien Bamila, since Lamaisi made the Azor, that takes off the Yisramila from the Bosa. Just like by a regular Kodesh Kadoshim, after the Zrika, the Mila goes off the Bosa, because there's a Heftachal Patekanin, so I did by the Chata Seif also. If you make the Hazor, the Zrika, and then it becomes Mutal Achidu Tzavakanin, therefore the Yisramila goes off. Adamor says, Ketoni, what we learn in the Mishnah, that once you make the Malika on the Yif, Hukshiro Li Posa B'Tfuyen, then it becomes kosher, becomes fit, and now this basar, if it's full yam touches it, becomes posel. Who are dealing with the Mechusa Kippurim? Somebody is supposed to bring a korban yet, that's like a mitzvah or yaledis. They didn't bring the korban yet. So the Mechusa Kippurim, first of all, they'll touch kachim and become posel. So the diik is lifsonin, that the basar now only becomes posel. Avol etumi yaledis does not become tamei. So the difference between psul and tamei is like this. Psul, let's say by truma we have, that a sheni can make a psul. If you have something that's a sheni l'tumma, when it touches truma, it makes it posel, it's tamei. But it doesn't have a curse to make a revi, it can't make something else tamei. That's called psul in itself, it's posel in itself as tamei, but it can't give over its tamei. My shenkin, if something becomes a rishon or a sheni, since it can make a shlishi, it can make a psul and truma, that's called tamei, and it'll give over its tumma. That's the shayla here, when a tfuyayim touches a kachin, does it make it like a sheni l'tumma, that it could be metam as something else, or does it only become like revi, psul, in itself as tamei, that cannot be metam or the kachim. So now Mishnah Tzimashim, when the Tfuyem or the Nechusi Kippurim touches the korban, touches this basar, it becomes possible, but not tame to metam or something else. And so Masnis and Malhuz are Mishnah go like, Rabbanim, he goes according to Rabbanim Shita, because Tatani will learn like this. A Tfuyem Achoikis. But the Seft in Tyrus it says, Abishulayim, Abishul holds and says, Tfuyem, if a Tfuyem again, that's the person that touched the sheretz was tame today, and he went to the mikvah. He asked, he went to the mikvah until the evening, he was called a Tfuyem. So Abishol holds that